Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
This audio in this, Melissa, do you have the story in front of you?
I can get it. Hold on.
Because I haven't heard the story, but three different people sent me the audio today, including Jen, and every one of them used the same word, and it was chilling.
Mm-hmm. I assume this is the woman in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It was Friday morning where there was a guy. We have the guy's name, but not the woman's name. Now, the woman that you're going to hear, this is in Cushing, Oklahoma, which is near Tulsa. And Friday morning, there was a guy named Billy Riley that was attempting to break into her home. And what he didn't know at the time was that she was home and that she had a weapon.
And I would just like to give out the parent warning.
Oh, okay.
That this is pretty heavy-duty stuff.
Really intense.
Yeah, it's really intense. And so, I don't know, just make a smart decision on whether... So, you want your kids in the car listening to it.
So she has a weapon. Somebody's breaking into her home, and she calls 911 about the fact that this guy, Riley, was breaking into her home. But she kind of and the parent warning is that she not only lets the 911 operator know what she's going to do, but she actually does it and is forced to do it.
So the audio is only about 2 or 3 minutes long. So like Jen said, if you have small kids in the car, you maybe you want to bump over to that Christmas station for a couple minutes, listen to a little... Grandma got one over by reindeer.
If you don't have kids in the car, don't go anywhere.
Yeah. And we will we'll play it right now. It's like I said, it's only three minutes long. So come on back in a couple minutes. But this is a 911 call placed with a 57-year-old grandma protecting her house against a guy who's trying to break into it.
There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in. He's hollering and yelling.
Okay. And you have a gun?
Yeah, yes, I do. I do not have it out.
Okay. I want you to stay
on, and I will use it.
I want you to stay on the line with me.
I will. He is banging on the door.
I can hear him banging. He's trying to get in. He needs to stop.
He looks like an older man, but I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. He's getting close to the door. I'm going to go ahead and get the gun out. It's a shotgun. It's large.
Can you understand what he's saying at all?
Well, he's crazy. He's crazy. I'm taking the safety off the gun, man. He's acting crazy.
Okay, do you have a place that you can go inside your house and lock yourself in a room?
Not really. I've got a big shotgun. I'm not going into a tiny bathroom. Oh, crap, he's at the back.
Okay, County 13 is advising that you can defend your property if you need to.
I don't want to have to kill this man, but I'll kill him graveyard dead, man.
I understand.
All right. He's breaking in now.
He's breaking in.
I've got the gun on him. He looks to be an older man. I don't want to kill him. God, I don't want to kill this
man. Okay.
They need to hurry. He's going to break this thing open. And he does. I'll have to kill him, ma'am. I don't want to kill him.
I understand, ma'am. You have to protect yourself.
I will. Ma'am, and they got through the house. I'm going to shoot.
Can you... Oh, my God. Ma'am, is your phone on cordless?
I shot. I'm going out front. I hit him.
I shot him.
God, help me. Oh, please, dear God, I think I've killed him. Please, Father in heaven. Please, Father in heaven. I'm so sorry, Father.
It's okay, ma'am. It's okay. You have to protect yourself, okay?
Wow. But
Ooh.
She did everything. In my view, she did everything right.
By the book, right?
Yeah.
She was telling the operator, you know... Here's mm-hmm. what I have to do. Here's right. what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so scary to be in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But she was, I mean, she was smart and calm about it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The audio like that makes you ask yourself, like, what would you do?
Yeah.
What would you do?
You almost have to do the same thing. Like, what do you do? There's a crazy man at your door.
If he's in your house.
It was, yeah. And couldn't you hear in there where she said that he was breaking in with a gun?
So I didn't hear him say that. Did he say he had a gun?
Yeah, it's the second time I've heard it. And so I was trying to pay close attention, and I think she says he's breaking into her house with a gun. So it's really her or him.
And yeah, and my understanding is that he did indeed die from the gunshot wounds. Mm-hmm. Then they are not going to charge her for the crime.
Well, she's
defending her home.
And the operator advised her that if he does enter the property,
You can't leave your home. Like, remember, we had a 911 call from years ago where the gentleman left his home, remember, and he was in his front yard and shot the guy. Do you remember this?
And the guy was fleeing or backing away.
He got arrested because he left his home to shoot the intruder who was running away. So the difference in these two cases is that she stayed in her home and defended it, and that's why she's not going to be charged with anything.
Gotcha.
The talking through it, like, I almost think that I would want it to be a split second decision. Like, mm-hmm. I would want it to be, if I had the, like, I would not want to be able to think about it, because the call was almost 30 minutes long, as I understand it. Hey, guy, welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm not sure if you guys know this or not, because I came in right as you guys were starting to play it.
Uh-huh.
But this version of the call that you're playing is an edited version.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The original 911 call is over 30 minutes long, and it took the police 25 minutes to get there. So if you think it was scary before, imagine this poor lady. I listened to the whole thing.
Wow.
Imagine this poor lady on the phone for 20 minutes with this guy banging on her door, kicking her door. Police were on the way, but she was in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
Her son's actually a deputy chief of police in another municipality down there, so they were contacting him. And this whole time, this guy's out there beating on her door, kicking on her door, and the cops were 25 minutes out.
Wow.
So
that magnifies the scary factor for you.
Absolutely.
And how calm she was.
And that also, the I can't say this word, the
ruralness
of it.
Right.
Gives me an answer, because I was going to ask, well, why didn't she just run out the door and go to a neighbor's house?
No
way. Like, if the dude's banging at the back door, why don't you just run out? But obviously, hey, Beth.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just wonder why she didn't go out the front door.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. I think because if it was such, I'm guessing because it was so rural, that the next neighbor is not a quick runaway. Like, if your neighbor's...
You can't go for help quickly if you're isolated. You know, she may have been in an isolated area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but she could have taken the gun and run. I mean, 30 minutes on the phone. He might, you know, he might have stayed in the back door.
Is that what you would have done?
Probably.
You would have run
I
with
headed,
the gun.
I would have headed out and started somewhere. I would have taken my gun with me if he came after me then. You know, but she stood there. I mean, I don't know. It seems kind of strange.
Yeah, I would stay. I think if I'm that rural, I stay in my house.
Yeah, but then...
Maybe. I mean, but, you know, I mean, 30 minutes seems like, I don't know.
But Melissa, did you just say that if you went outside the house and shot, then you would get charged?
Been charged with something, yeah.
Just stay in your house.
Well, on top of that, you don't know. Is there other people around?
Right.
Is there somebody at the end of the driveway?
Is he by himself?
Does he have a gun?
That's true. And was she in the house by herself? I'm not sure. But especially if somebody else is in the house,
mm-hmm.
I'm not taking off and leaving somebody mm-hmm. behind.
Hey, Stephanie.
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
What's up?
Good.
Hey, I guess my main thing I probably would have done differently,
mm-hmm.
Because I have a shotgun in my house, is to yell that you're armed. I've got a shotgun, and then cock it.
Yeah,
the scariest thing in the whole world is to hear that.
Yes.
But in the 30 minutes, I'm not sure if she did that. I mean, I don't know.
That's true.
Maybe she may have done that.
Well, then that's scary, because what if he has a gun, then you say, I have a gun, and then he shoots first, because then he sees you, but if he doesn't even know you're there...
I proposed that years ago,
opportunity.
And somebody will make it. I think that the best burglar alarm in the world is when somebody breaks in, it's just the sound of a shotgun cocking upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just have one speaker upstairs,
because
if you're breaking in and you hear that, because that's different than a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a shotgun's that's putting parts of you all over the place.
So. It is so hard to judge, too, mm-hmm. on what I would do, because I don't know what I would do. If I'm scared to death and somebody's breaking into my house, I have no idea what I would do, mm-hmm. you know?
Hey, Kim, what's going on?
And then
I hope I do. I don't know what. I mean,
Hello?
You know.
What's going on, Kim?
Hey, I just think that she did absolutely the right thing. I think she should have not fled from the front door. I think it was her duty to protect her home and herself.
You know what we'll do is we're going to put the full audio of this online. Yeah, it's a 26er, Josh told me. It's like a 20-something, almost 30-minute phone call.
Wow.
Put the audio of the whole thing online if you want to avoid work for 30 minutes today. But, man, prepare to be rattled.
Yeah, and you do. It starts making you think, what would you do?
How would you handle
that situation?
Mm-hmm.
The woman, the follow-up of the story I did find is I'm pretty sure the guy did die.
Mm-hmm.
So she did. She was a good shot.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter Thank You 25 for 25% off. It's promo code Thank You 25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why weight loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So on Friday morning, we talked to two Burt Show listeners who were wondering if they would be stepping into Psycho this weekend. The first listener we talked to was Mary, who wanted to go on a little road trip.
I'm tailing my boyfriend to Virginia.
Oh, yes, okay. You are.
Oh, yes, all right.
Why?
Why?
Because he is cheating on me through Facebook with a girl that we went to high school with.
Oh.
And I kind of hacked into his email a little bit.
Kind of.
I accidentally guessed 79 passwords, and the 80th was his.
I plan on ruining her car a little bit and ruining the rental car that he has. And then, going to see my family.
These plans always sound so good in your mind when you're about
totally.
To go do them.
Yeah.
And then the result's usually not the same.
Without a doubt. And usually what I was surprised with is a lot of these plans are formulated with the help of wine or beer or shots or something.
Right.
But I mean, we originally talked to these ladies at 7:30 in the morning. The chances of them having been doing shots for a couple hours with all of her girlfriends or finishing off two bottles of wine are pretty low.
Slim to
none. So this is a sober, reinforced plan. Like, even if it was thought up while drunk, someone thought it was good once they became sober. Hey, Mary.
Yes.
So how was was she on the Voice Disguiser?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Yes.
Okay, Mary.
There we go.
I will tell us, because he said that he was going to a place in Virginia called Hampton for a concert, and we did have one Burt Show listener who hopped on Google and did a little research. And the only thing happening at Hampton this weekend was like a Cirque du Soleil type event, not really a concert.
Yeah, I know. I saw it too. Because the last thing was there. Remember when I told you I went to the KISS concert? That was October the 16th.
Right.
So that was the last real big event that they were having there. So, that was so, what I went for.
So tell us about your weekend.
Yeah, did you go up there?
Yeah.
You did?
Okay.
Yeah.
And, it turned out actually a little bit better than I thought because I released anger. I ruined her car.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Whoa. Whoa. Slow down. Yeah. So you pull into Virginia and what happens? Take us step by step.
Okay. Well, see, he, apparently a friend that work with, because we both work in the same company, and a friend listens to the show, and apparently he just said, well, there's some chick on this on the Burt Show that was going to tail her boyfriend to Virginia and all this stuff, and he asked me about it, and I was like, no, I'm staying here. I mean, I have to work. I was like, I have to work, and he was like, oh, yeah, you do have to work, because I told him I put in for overtime, which I didn't. So, he, instead of taking 85 up to Virginia, he took 95.
What does that mean?
It means, like, 85 goes through, like, half of South Carolina, like, the tip of South Carolina, and then through, like, I guess the middle of North Carolina, whereas 95 takes you down 75 south, and then you have to go all the way up through all of South Carolina and all of North Carolina.
So is he trying to throw you off, do you think?
Yeah, he tried to throw, because... he went to Virginia with me before, and he took 85, and I told him not to take 95 because it's like a bunch of trees. There are no, like, stops.
And he never noticed that you were following him?
No, because there were other cars on the highway. And you... plus, I didn't use my car.
Whose car did you use?
My car. I used my grandma's car.
So does grandma know the plan? Was grandma in on this?
No, I just told grandma that I was going to go see my parents.
Oh, okay.
Because... yeah, I just said I was going to go see my parents, but I hadn't seen them in a long time.
Okay, so you stayed behind him the entire way to Virginia?
And how?
Yeah.
How far?
He even stopped at south of the border, and he didn't even notice me.
And how far of a drive is that?
Yeah.
Going 95 is 9 hours.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow. Okay, so when he got into town, did he go straight to her house?
No, this is what he did. Okay, so he went to, I guess he said it was some friend's house. And then they drove, it was a guy, and they drove to a hotel, and then he drove to Hampton and went to her house. And I see her come out, and, like, she's all excited, and she jumps in his arms, and I was like, oh, I think I saw red when I saw her do that.
Okay.
So they go out to, like, dinner or something. Now, you got, mind you, I'm running on, like, 2 hours of sleep. So, and a 9 hour drive.
And nine hours of a drive making you mad. Like every mile that passes, you're like, I'm in this fool car for 9 hours.
Yeah, I didn't even have the heat on and I was sweating. I was so mad. And so when they went out to dinner and everything, they went back to her place and they went in and they didn't come out for like a really long time.
You sat outside?
And it made me even more mad. So I took... you know how they say silly string ruins your car? It's true. It does.
Oh, no.
And
where did you get the silly string?
Dollar Tree.
Before you, Melissa.
Before you left? I mean, or were those part of your supplies in Grandma's car before you got there?
Yeah, I had the silly string. I had a, what is it called? A box cutter.
Oh,
just
Lord.
To mark up the car. Uh-huh. And then I had a hammer so I wouldn't hurt my hand if I broke the window.
Okay. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
You're like Carrie Underwood right now in that country song.
No kidding. Okay, so were you sitting like across the street from the house?
Yeah, because of the way it's made. Like, she lives in a cul-de-sac. So I had to actually park up the street. Because when he turned down the street, I realized that it was a cul-de-sac because it like kind of goes, it's like a decline, so it kind of goes down so you can't really see it, but if you get close enough to the edge before you turn, you can see it, that it turns around. So I had to keep straight, and then I realized that they didn't come out. It was like an hour and a half that they hadn't come out because they had gotten back from eating at like 10:30 at night, and I was like, okay, it's almost 12, and they haven't come out of the house yet. So I went and kind of cut maybe one or two tires, And I broke the back windshield, and I sprayed silly string on the front hood.
Mm. Did you spill anything, or did you just spray it on?
No, I wrote on his car. I meant not on his car, on her car, slut, because he didn't have the rental car with him. Mm. Like, she came and, like, got him when he,
So did he leave his car at his buddy's house, and his buddy drove him to the hotel?
He left it at the hotel room.
Okay.
And, yeah, because his buddy tailed him to a hotel room.
So
and
when
then
you,
his buddy took him to the girl's house.
So when you smashed windows or anything like that,
wow.
Did any porch lights come on or like dogs
no,
start barking?
No, they didn't have anything. See, because I think, I don't know if she has a roommate, but.
Oh, Lord, what if you got the wrong car?
No, I didn't get the wrong car because I remember like when she had photos and stuff on the internet of her and her car.
Were you there long enough to witness them coming out and seeing the car?
Yeah, I watched it, and they even called the police and everything.
And where did you go when the police showed up?
Oh, well, they didn't know it was me. Like I had smashed the window first, and I cut the tires, and then I put slut on the side of the car, and then I went back up the hill, and like maybe 35 minutes later. The police came, but they didn't even have unlocked their blue lights.
Did he call you?
No.
Well, he can't
call me. Like, and then when he came back, he was like, "Somebody ruined my friend's car while we were up there." I was like, "Oh, really?" And then I had a Polaroid of the thing, like a picture. I had took a picture of the car, and I was like, "Was this the car? Is this what happened?"
Wow.
And he looked, and he was like. And he didn't know what to do. His face, like, turned completely white.
Oh, you better be careful with that.
Well, no. I mean, I didn't make any doubles, and I burned the, what is it called?
The evidence?
The negatives. There you go.
Yeah, and I hope you didn't use your credit card at the dollar store.
No, I use cash.
Because everybody knows that's where you get silly string. Hey, Tracy, welcome to the Burt Show. Oh, hold on,
Why
Tracy.
Is it that women always get mad at the other woman when and do something to them when it's the man who's the dog and cheating?
Well,
and two, you not know that they can come after you? They can press charges? I mean, mm-hmm. You've just set yourself up to go to jail.
Well, I don't think he did anything. She did anything. I don't think she even knows that I did it because she had nobody's called me or anything.
But her boyfriend knows, the guy, so if they ever become an item, like he can say... And I don't know, and you're telling the story on the radio. Hey, Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I think this girl's making it up.
How come?
You do?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't, who's going to do that? Who can follow somebody 9 hours? And then why are you going to mess up the girl's car?
Well, I mean.
It's not her fault.
I didn't, well, no, because she knew. Like, she knows me personally. She knows him. We know each other. Like, she knows our relationship status and everything. Like, it's different. It would be different for me if I didn't know her, she didn't know me. I'd be extra pissed at him. But I'm pissed at her, too, because she knows the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Like, if she didn't know, if she was just, like, a mistress, like, who didn't know me or we didn't know each other, that's a whole different story. But if we know each other and she knows the situation and we actually have talked to each other, then that's a different story. She does more to blame as he is because they both know what they're doing.
So after you do all the damage to the car and take the photograph and you do you head back to Atlanta at that point?
No, I visited my family for a little bit.
Okay, so then you went to go hang out with your family, and then you drove back, and you got back before he got back.
Yeah.
And that's when you showed him the picture.
He came back actually earlier than expected. I thought he said he was supposed to come back Monday,
mm-hmm.
but he came back, like, really late Sunday night.
Hey,
when I did the damage to the car, I did it on Saturday. I went and visited my family, and then he came. Well, he came back Monday. It was, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Hey,
Today?
Yeah, today. So I thought I'd Sunday, late Sunday night, early Monday morning, like 3 o'clock. So
hey, Kelly, welcome to the show, Kelly.
Hey.
What's going on?
This girl is lying.
Yeah,
lying.
She's full of it. She is making up this story so she can get on the radio and just be a queen for a day or something.
I wouldn't be in the voice disguise. Hello.
So what? Everything you're saying is a lie.
Okay, so you tailed me to Virginia, and you saw what I did to somebody else's car.
I don't have to tell you to Virginia because you didn't go to Virginia.
You don't know me, so don't sit there and say what I would and would not do.
This is a joke. Why are you giving this girl airtime? It's just fake. It's all a lie. It's so stupid. It's ridiculous.
It's still fun, and I don't care about jokes. I care about ratings. Hey, Charlie.
What's going on?
What's up?
It's totally fake.
Yeah, you're starting to lose me, Mary, and I'm scared to say that because you know where I park my car.
Okay.
And clearly know where to get silly string.
Okay. Okay,
well, let's see.
I'll post it on the internet, and then I'll let y'all see.
Let me ask you a question.
Really lying.
Let me ask you a question. So you show him the picture this morning, I guess. What's the status between you and him?
Well, like, what's happened? He's gone because he lived in my house.
So he came in at 3 this morning, you showed him the picture, and then now he's moved out.
Yeah, I helped him pack some of his stuff up. It's not like all of his stuff, but he left it somewhere.
All right,
he went to a buddy's house.
So here's the deal. There's some holes in your story, but you said you've got some stuff for the internet or whatever, so you have all of our email addresses. Will you just shoot us an email of the evidence that you have?
Of the car.
Well, she doesn't have any.
But what she said, we'll see. She says she's got stuff for the internet.
Yeah.
Will you shoot us any?
So I'm going to risk going to. All right.
But you said you burned the picture and the negatives. So how are you going to prove it?
Negatives. I have the picture.
All right.
Who takes a picture with negatives? Would you have to throw a blanket over your head and a big puff of smoke?
Well, you said you take a Polaroid. There's no negatives to that.
Not like a Polaroid. What is it? They have that. You know that camera that you take a picture of, and it kind of like prints out when you take a picture, but it's not a Polaroid.
You got one supporter, Stacy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Well, like I said, I've been feeling crazy this weekend, and I actually didn't go through with what I thought, and I applaud her for doing what she did.
So you buy her story?
I buy it. I mean, if she did it, then congratulations.
All right. Well, she said she's going to send us some proof.
Yeah, she'll send it to us. Just send us the picture.
She's got her email address, and we'll look for the proof. And Mary, I'll tell you what: if you can back it up and it's a true story, it is a great story. And if the question was, did you step into Psycho this weekend? The answer is yes, you did.
Yes, absolutely.
But you have to send the picture immediately and not like destroy a car later on today.
Oh my God! Yeah, I'm going to destroy somebody else's car. Yeah. I don't know.
MALISSAQ100Atlanta.com.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
The Burt Show's Pay It Forward. What's that? I mean, it seems so self-explanatory. Paying it forward is when somebody does something nice for you and you pass it along and do it nice for someone else. And, you know, it's a cool philosophy all year long, but with the holidays here, it seems even more appropriate.
I think everybody's in the, you know, in the mindset of giving this season and thinking about ways that they can give and ways that they can help out and that kind of thing. And it really can be something you can do simply every single day, right?
And it's, yeah, and it's something too that if you've ever been on the receiving side of it, it's really almost bizarrely cool to have. And it's happened to me, honestly, only once in my entire life. And it was at the drive-thru of a restaurant, a fast food place. And I just pulled in to get a soda and got up to the window. And the person's like, the car in front of you paid for your drink. Now, I will admit, selfishly, my first thought was, why didn't I get a sandwich and fries? Like, why is this happening when I'm just getting, you know, the Diet Coke? But whatever, I got the soda, and but it really kind of makes you feel...
Well, it gives you hope, cool. Because, I mean, so many times you're going through your life and you feel... Either you feel selfish or irritated or you're not happy with people or people get on your nerves. And, you know, it's happened to me several times at the Georgia, you know, 400 toll that I've been at the toll where they said the person in front of you just paid for your toll. And for a moment, you're like, you know what, that's cool. Total stranger doing something nice for somebody else kind of gives you hope that, you know what, everybody is still really nice on the inside, you know?
Well, and I think it's an even better feeling when you're the one paying it forward. Like when you're the one who says, you know what, I'm going to buy the meal for the people behind me in the drive-thru line. They're never going to know you. They're never going to be able to thank you. Mm-hmm. But it's just doing something good. I think it almost feels better giving it than actually being on the receiving end of the pay it forward.
Which is what
we're... Yeah, it seems like a foreign concept to Jeff, you know, personally, but as a show.
I'm cool. No, I'm totally cool with this because it's not my money. It's thanks to Georgia's own credit union and also the Chipper Jones Family Foundation. They've given us a pretty nice budget, as they do every year, and they've done every year for the past few years. And they say, you know what, go out and do something nice with this. And we've done Home for the Holidays in the past, and we've done Help for the Holidays in the past. And this year we just decided, you know, times are tough, and what can we do to maximize the impact? So,
and hopefully every day as we talk to people who are the recipients of the Burt Show's Pay It Forward, it'll remind you every single day for you to pay it forward, because we kind of want to start this movement throughout the entire city of Atlanta.
And what I'm thinking would be really cool is, like, a week from now, if we get a phone call and it's somebody going, hey, I don't really understand this, but last week you guys paid someone's electric bill right before it was going to get cut off. Well, they ended up coming into work that day and they brought, you know, food that they had made for everybody in the office to have so they could save their lunch money. And then one of the people who saved their lunch money bought my meal at a restaurant and or something like that. So
yeah,
I'm not really sure what it
stories.
Is. Yeah, I'm not really sure what that all means, but I just want to say that that happened. Like, that would be really cool because that's 1, 2, 3 levels of this, you know? And, you know, fingers crossed it'll pass on to the new year. So we're going to grant our first pay it forward, make our first pay it forward call.
Okay.
And you can nominate neighbors, family members, yourself. A lot of calls from teachers who have students that are struggling. Your parents, you know, everybody's parents have made sacrifices for them. There's a lot of different options.
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak to Chris?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. This is Jen Hobby and the rest of the Burt Show on Q100.
Oh, hey. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're on the radio right now.
Oh, awesome.
Everybody say hi.
How are you?
Hey. Hey. I'm sorry.
It's okay. If we're not mistaken, you had sent us an email, or actually had sent our Pay It Forward email account a couple of requests for some help that you could use this holiday season in exchange for promising to pay it forward.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, awesome.
We would love to share your email with Atlanta if you have a minute.
Okay, that sounds good.
Chris wrote to us. He said, Dear Bird Show, I was hoping that you would consider helping me get my son back home to me for Christmas. Last month, right after my son's eighth birthday, my ex-wife and her army husband moved to Germany for the next 2 to 3 years with my eight-year-old son. When I found out that his stepdad was being stationed overseas, I was devastated. I'm not ashamed to say that I spent many nights crying and trying to figure out what was best for my son. Although it was hard for me, I realized the great cultural opportunity that existed for Connor and decided not to file for custody. Already when I've talked to him, I can tell he's already experiencing a lot of great new adventures. Before they left, my ex-wife and I had worked out a deal where they would fly home for the Christmas break. Getting tickets out of Frankfurt and into Atlanta this close to the season is very expensive and, due to my being unemployed last year, unfeasible. Connor is my whole world, and the thought of celebrating Christmas without him is almost unbearable. Just the way he lights up when he talks about Christmas, or the way he smiles as he decorates the tree, brings joy to my heart and memories that fill the void until he comes home again. I'm not generally the kind of man that asks for help, but I hope you will consider my request.
Oh.
So how long has it been since you've seen Connor?
He left the day after his birthday, so November 9th.
We understand that there's nothing more frustrating than having like a plan, you know, in place and like counting down to Christmas and counting down to see him and then having it not happen and not be feasible for whatever reason, whether it's unemployment or timing or scheduling. That's heartbreaking because it was there and now it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, I was really looking forward to seeing him, obviously. I mean, I just love spending time with him, and like I said, I knew it was a good opportunity for him, but I was hopeful to see him, you know, pretty often. And I mean, I understood why the Army limited it to the troops, limited the flights to the troops, but it still was very difficult for me.
Right, especially with the, you know, with the expectation that it was going to happen. We got your email, and Tracy got your email and brought it in front of us and in front of the Georgia's Own people and the Chipper Jones Family Foundation, and we think we can bring Connor home for you.
That sounds great. I really appreciate that.
We will bring him back from Frankfurt, and he will be here in time for Christmas, and he will be waking up at your house on Christmas morning.
That sounds wonderful. I really appreciate it, guys. I mean, it's just awesome. I appreciate it.
The only thing that we ask in exchange, and maybe you can do this when Connor's in town, is find some little way to pay it forward. We know, you know, finances are tight, so it doesn't have to be finances. It doesn't have to be money. It can be, you know,
maybe
if
anything.
Some
sort of act of service or anything. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely try and figure out something to do. I mean, it's just, you know, I'll definitely figure out something.
It's another great experience for your son. You and your son can do it together, and you can teach him the whole concept to pay it forward, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's such a giving child anyway. I mean, he's such a delight. I mean, I love him so much. I mean, I'm glad that y'all are going to be able to help me out here.
So saying congratulations seems odd or seems strange, but
how about Merry Christmas?
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and you will be celebrating Christmas with your son, and we certainly look forward to hearing after the holidays how everything went.
Definitely, guys. I'll definitely let y'all know.
Okay. Congratulations.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. God, you guys are right. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right. What time is it in Germany? Because can you call your son now?
They're ahead of us.
It's about 6 hours in advance. So what is it now? 8:30. It's about 2:30 there. So he's still in school for just a little bit longer.
That's gonna be a long hour or two until he gets home and you can call him.
Hey, yes, definitely.
Tracy will be in touch with you and work out all the details. Okay.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
You're welcome.
So
happy holidays.
Thank you.
And don't forget to pay it forward.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening.
you don't know how to end it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know what?
Happy Christmas, happy holidays.
I got to be honest with you. That threw me off.
Don't remember to pay it forward.
It really did feel good.
See?
Yeah. I'm not used to
it. You don't know what to do when you're being charitable.
It's better. It's better when you're giving than when you're getting.
Yeah, I'm not used to.
You can't sit still. Look at you.
I'm not used to giving, Jeff. Feeling so good.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
We are stepping into Psycho on Friday, and Julie called us up to tell us about swapping her boyfriend's computer out for one with some spyware on it.
I'm kind of seeing my ex-boyfriend. We're kind of in a limbo area right now, so I think that alone is making me a little on edge. Why don't I go and buy the same exact laptop that my boyfriend or whatever ex-boyfriend got? Because my brother has the idea that he can install some kind of spy software. I can see exactly what my boyfriend is doing, like on email and Facebook and any IM that he gets.
That was scarier than driving to Virginia.
Yeah, and hopefully more believable. Hey, Julie, welcome. Welcome to the show. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
so,
uh-oh.
How was your weekend?
It was fine. So, Saturday, my brother gave me the laptop that we had bought with the spyware on it, and I went over to my boyfriend's house, and while he was in the shower, I switched out our laptops. And so I ran back into my car while he was in the shower and took his laptop and put it in my trunk, and when he got out, my laptop was in his house in the box that he had purchased his laptop in.
And this is the one that your brother had. So, okay, so you have
he
the,
put
your
spyware on my new laptop.
Right.
I bought the identical same one. We installed, or we, I just watched, but he put his spyware on it.
Right.
And now that's the same one that my boyfriend bought, and it's in my boyfriend's house, and so now if he goes on it, emails, does anything, I'll receive an email on my email account that he's doing whatever, because that's the one with the spyware on it.
And he'll never be able to tell that this is happening?
No. No. Wow. Especially since he hadn't even opened the laptop, so he doesn't even know what it looks like, you know.
You know what? I can't believe, and maybe we did ask this and I missed it, but how much did you spend on the laptop when you went
out? Well, technically, I needed a new laptop anyway, but about, like, after all the taxes and everything, like, $900.
So you spent $900 to spy on your boyfriend.
Wow.
Well,
she needed the computer anyway.
I needed it anyway. I mean, I had been just using this dumb like desktop one, and I always wanted a laptop. So okay. Whatever, it's well, fine. It didn't break my bank, you know.
So now you go over to his house. He goes into the shower. You take his laptop out of the box, put your laptop in there, run yours out, his original one out to the car. That's the one you're going to use and keep. And then he's going to rock and roll. And now has he set it up yet?
I don't think he has, because I know he was busy all day Sunday, and I've been sitting by my email, like checking it every 20 minutes, and I haven't gotten it.
But then
you get an email alert saying spyware has detected, you know, so and so's, whatever. I don't know what the email says verbatim, but it's you get an email, and
got it.
I haven't received any notification saying that, you know, he's up to something.
But if your boyfriend hasn't set up his computer yet, he's going to have a set up one in the box. Wouldn't that look a little odd?
I didn't understand that. What?
You said your boyfriend hasn't set up his computer, but the one that you put in the box was set up already. Wouldn't that look a little odd when he pulled his new laptop out of the box and it's already set up?
It's already been charged, like the battery's
been charged. Well, mm-hmm. I think, I don't know, because maybe, well, my brother handled that, so he's really good at, like, computers and stuff, so I'm really not sure.
I don't know if I would catch that.
I don't know if I would catch that.
Also,
the only other thing...
He might have bought a model that, like, the store might have opened it and said, oh, this is how you do it. Like, they might have tested it and opened it for him. I don't know.
You should definitely follow up with your brother.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just, like, on pins and needles, like, waiting for my email.
Well, the only other thing is I was thinking if he did any sort of product registration, like, if he has to go in and... Put in like the, you know, it's not a VIN number because that's on an automobile.
No, but like sometimes you have to type in username and organization name and all that stuff.
Right.
Like what if he typed it in and let's say your boyfriend's name is Matt, but he used Matthew. But like for whatever reason, whenever I register for something, I use Jeffrey.
But I don't know why. But if he knows how to put in spyware, I'm sure he can figure out how to get around all that.
My brother's kind of a nerd.
I wonder if you can figure out how to tell if that girl who went to Virginia is lying.
I can tell you that.
Hey, so listen, you're going to...
No spyware needed.
Yeah, no spyware needed on that one.
We have all of your information, Julie, so Tracy's going to follow up with you every couple days about the emails that you get or the spyware or whatever, and just keep us posted as to anything that comes in and what it says. We would love to follow along.
Okay, cool.
Sound cool?
That sounds good.
All right. Thanks for being on hold so long. We had no idea that the Virginia story was going to go to crap like that.
It's okay. It was interesting.
Yeah. All right. And just to let you know, I've had my email up and I haven't received a picture yet. Just letting you know.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.